Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 2nd, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A milestone anniversary is becoming a political spectacle. As the United States prepares to mark 250 years of independence, President Donald Trump is pushing to play a leading role in the celebrations. After several musical acts reportedly withdrew from planned events, Trump suggested replacing them with a large rally featuring himself at a 16-day festival on Washington's National Mall. His administration is also overseeing extensive renovation projects around the Capitol, from historic fountains to the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. Critics say the celebrations are becoming too closely tied to one political figure, while supporters argue the efforts match the significance of the occasion. The debate is likely to continue as Independence Day approaches. Another news. A major legal challenge is emerging for the artificial intelligence industry. Florida has become the first U.S. state to sue OpenAI, claiming its chatbot, ChatGPT, can endanger children and contribute to harmful behavior. Attorney General James Uthmeyer alleges the company prioritized growth over public safety and cited several criminal cases in which suspects reportedly interacted with the chatbot. The lawsuit seeks to hold both OpenAI and CEO Sam Altman accountable. OpenAI rejects the allegations, saying it has implemented industry-leading safety measures and protections for minors. The case arrives as technology companies face growing scrutiny over product design, online addiction, and user safety. Legal experts say the outcome could influence future AI regulation nationwide. Around the world, tensions in the Middle East are rising once again. The United States says it struck Iranian radar and drone control sites over the weekend after a U.S. drone was reportedly shot down over international waters. Iran responded by targeting a base used by American forces in Kuwait, though U.S. officials say incoming missiles were intercepted and no personnel were harmed. The exchanges mark the latest escalation despite ongoing negotiations aimed at ending months of conflict. Iranian officials accused Washington of shifting demands during talks, while President Trump insisted a deal remains possible. With the Strait of Hormuz still largely disrupted and global energy markets watching closely, diplomats face increasing pressure to prevent a wider conflict. Another news. Another deadly night of war has hit Ukraine. Russian missile and drone attacks on several Ukrainian cities killed at least 9 people and injured dozens more, according to local officials. Kyiv and Dnipro were among the hardest hit areas, with apartment buildings damaged and emergency crews searching through rubble for survivors. Ukrainian authorities reported widespread air raid alerts and power disruptions as the attacks unfolded. The strikes follow Russian warnings of retaliation after a recent Ukrainian operation in Russian-controlled territory. President Volodymyr Zelensky had already cautioned citizens about the possibility of a large-scale assault. As both sides continue exchanging attacks, hopes for a near-term reduction in violence remain limited. Another news. A possible opening for de-escalation has emerged on Israel's northern border. Lebanon says Hezbollah has accepted a U.S.-backed proposal that would halt attacks on Israel in exchange for an end to Israeli strikes on Beirut's southern suburbs. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed the arrangement but warned military action would resume if Hezbollah continued targeting Israeli communities. Despite the announcement, limited exchanges of fire were still reported shortly afterward. The proposal comes amid broader efforts to preserve a fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran, with Washington seeking to prevent regional tensions from spiraling further. Whether this agreement holds could significantly influence the security outlook across the Middle East in the weeks ahead. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.